My dearly beloved in Christ, there is so much in the epistle and gospel every Sunday that I would encourage you later on, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, to reread the epistle and gospel for the Sunday. Again, there is so much to apply. I was reflecting on, as St. Peter in the epistle says, he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no deceit, etc. Let him turn away from evil and do good. It reminds me of the occasion when somebody approached St. Thomas Aquinas. So here is this man who is so brilliant, and someone wanted to ask him, what must I do to get to heaven? Ask St. Thomas Aquinas that question. How can I get to heaven? And thinking that he's probably going to get a long answer, and St. Thomas quoted this. He said, do good and avoid evil. That's how we get to heaven. Do good and avoid evil. We have, again, so many things in both the epistle and gospel. And in the gospel, we have our Lord saying that unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And that's a very striking statement, because we know that the scribes were the lawyers, the legal minds. They studied the scriptures. They knew it inside and out. They were the teachers. And the Pharisees were those who prided themselves on being very conscientious to observe the law. We also know that our Lord condemned the Pharisees, but he didn't condemn them for what they did that was correct. Rather, he condemned them for their pride and their hypocrisy by making all of their religious practices external, what people can see. And they wanted people to see them. But our Lord did not condemn them for being conscientious and doing God's will. But this is a very striking statement that we must be even better if we want to enter heaven. So we see our Lord here in the Sermon on the Mount, which was at the very beginning of his public life. We see him laying out his gospel, his teachings, and what he expects of his followers. And later on in the Sermon on the Mount, which goes on for several chapters, our Lord said, be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. So that's what he wants from us. We know we're human, we know we fail, but our Lord wants us to strive every day for holiness. And as I think about this, especially for you parents, the importance of disciplining, correcting, admonishing, teaching, forming your children. Your children will be, when they grow up, become adults, they will be primarily what you form them to be when they're children. Now, it's true that you can have a child where the parents do everything they can. They pray the family rosary, they correct what should be corrected, they instruct, they teach, they're patient, they exhort their children. And it could be, given fallen human nature, that that child will grow up and as adult will end up ceasing to practice the faith through no fault at all of the part of the parents. Because again, everyone has a free will. But that having been said, primarily, and as a rule, the children will be what you form them to be while they're young. So the role of parents is so important. Teaching them, correcting them, molding them. We just finished for the year, for the school year, we just finished our twice monthly scripture classes. And I will resume it in September. But over the last couple months, we've been covering the first two books of Kings about Samuel and David and Saul. Fascinating stories. But one thing that strikes me in particular is a story in the first book of Kings, and matter of fact, towards the very beginning of the book, chapter 2, about the high priest Heli. Now, Heli was a very good man personally. He was religious, etc. But he was very deficient in his paternal duty to his sons. He had two sons, and they helped him in the worship of God with the sacrifices, etc., but they were very wicked. The Bible calls them sons of Belial, sons of the devil. And I won't go into their wickedness, but it was well known to the people. And as a result, people stopped going to the tabernacle to offer sacrifices and to worship God. And this is why their sin was especially heinous. They turned people away from the worship of God. But this is what it says. Now Heli was very old, and he heard all that his sons did to all Israel. And he said to them, "Why do you these kinds of things which I hear, very wicked things from all the people? Do not so, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear that you make the people of the Lord to transgress." Now that's what you call a little slap on the wrist. Maybe not even a slap, maybe a little tap on the wrist. A very weak, tepid correction. Stop doing this. Well, of course they didn't. So God sent a prophet to the high priest Heli to tell him what was going to happen. And the prophet came in the name of God and told Heli that his two sons were both going to die on the same day, which they died in a battle, and that God would punish his descendants, that he would not have the male descendants live to old age. If I can find the right verse here. "Thou shalt see thy rival in the temple in all the prosperity of Israel, and there shall not be an old man in thy house forever." And eventually the high priesthood was taken away from the descendants of Heli as a punishment. So just a reminder for parents to take their obligation seriously. One of the dreams of St. John Bosco that has always impressed me, the beautiful book, if you've ever read it, called 40 Dreams of St. John Bosco. But in one of them, there's a story about a vision, a dream that he had, and it has to do with innocence. What a beautiful thing, what a wonderful thing innocence is. And you think about this when children are baptized, infants are baptized. They have the life of grace, the life of God in their soul. And they grow up with that life of grace unless or until they lose it through a mortal sin. But once innocence is lost, it's lost forever. Now, the grace of God can be recovered. But what a sad thing it is if parents do not adequately supervise, watch their children, protect them from occasions of sin, give them adequate guidance and instruction that will help them to avoid occasions of sin, make sure that you have family prayer, etc. What a sad thing that innocence, that beautiful innocence, is lost, which sadly takes place throughout the world every day. Children that had that innocence and lose it. So again, parents, take very much to heart your responsibility for your children. I've always told young people when I have marriage instruction classes, preparing them for marriage, that I believe that married people, when you stand before God one day, that primarily, yes, you will have to answer for your fidelity to your spouse, fulfilling God's laws regarding marriage, but primarily, you'll be accountable for how well did you raise your children? How well did you teach them and guide them and instruct them and give them the tools they need to go on as adults and persevere as good Catholics? That time is so precious of formation. So take it to heart. Put it in practice so that your children will be with you one day in heaven. Let's remember the words of our Lord, that our justice, our pursuit of holiness, must be better than that even of the scribes and Pharisees if we wish to enter heaven. And as our Lord said, "Be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.